Tony, you were pivotal in Harvey Norman increasing their income from $12 million to $565 million in the Computer and Communications Division. How did you find yourself in the position of being able to do that?
I think, in all honesty, Tim, I was in the right place at the right time. I was a very entrepreneurial, young, firebrand 27-year-old who had the audacity to write a report to Jerry Harvey on how they should build their computer division. And I can still remember the report, Tim. It was 120 pages of absolute waffle. And it had atrocious spelling mistakes. It said the same thing over and over again, because when I was 27 years old, I used to think every report had to be big. It had to be big and lots of pages. And then what effectively then occurred is that Jerry gave me a call and said, do it. Now, I didn't really want to do it, Tim. I just wanted to get paid for the report, not necessarily implement the idea. But he was very convincing, so I left my job. I left my job at Harvey Norman, and I decided to pursue. I joined Harvey Norman to actually pursue a career in retail. So that's how it really came about.
Now, Tony, how many people were involved at Harvey Norman at this point?
Oh, look, the computer division at that stage was relatively small, and I think with a combination of franchisees, we probably had about 150 employees in that division. But over the next 9 years, the division grew to become the largest single division in Harvey Norman. So it represented 3% of the total turnover when I joined, and when I left after 9 years, computers and communications represented 31% of the overall company business. And in many ways, transformed Harvey Norman dramatically. Transformed them from being a furniture electrical retailer to being a technology electrical retailer, which is what you probably see much more now than ever before.
Okay, Tony Gattari is joining me on the line today. He's an international keynote speaker at business conferences and will be in Melbourne this Friday. Now, Tony, I know that you have a lot of advice for small business owners, especially those who have a family as well. And I want to ask you more about that next. We know that 80% of small businesses tend to fail after about 2 years. Now, Tony, why is that?
I think one of the real issues in business is cash flow. And if I wanted to give the listeners just a bit of sound advice or some wisdom, the statement that I would give any listener in small business is the following. Turnover is vanity. Profit is sanity. Cash flow is reality. And many, many small business owners overestimate what they're going to do in the short term, and they underestimate what they do in the long term. And when they start a business, there is a sense of fantasy, not faith. And what I really advise them on is that whatever you think you're going to make in the first year, halve it and halve it again. Wow. And if you can survive on that sort of income, then I believe that you'll be successful in business, because you'll build the momentum to sustain a success after a couple of years.
Now, Tony, to be successful in what you've done, you would have had to put a lot of your time and effort into it. Now, you're married and you've got two teenage girls as well. How did you balance, or how do you continue to balance what you're doing in business with your family responsibilities?
That's a great question. Balance is not equilibrium. I am very passionate about what I do, and I do fundamentally believe that if you're going to be truly successful, world-class, changing the world, you must be passionate about what you're doing. And what I fundamentally believe, the whole balancing is a balancing act. It's a continual evaluation of, am I going down the right path at the moment? And I think it's a tightrope, and I think it's always challenging. You go through seasons. where you have to really work hard, invest heavily. But if you do what you love, okay, which is what God, you know, has called you to do, then effectively, you don't mind working hard because you are energized because you're doing your gifting and your calling.
Tony, thank you very much for this this valuable advice. One other thing that I really want to ask you is, you know, going through what you've gone through, dealing with investors, many negotiations you would have had to go through, you're obviously very adept at dealing with other people. Can you and have you had a working relationship with someone that you didn't actually like?
Yeah, I've been in relationships where there have been partnerships, and I'm not a fan of partnerships. I'll be completely and absolutely transparent here. I think a lot of people go into partnerships for the wrong reasons. If you're into a partnership because you need money, go and see a bank. If the partnership is based on a shared vision, then that is a good partnership to have. And what I've really learned is that don't actually go into partnership based on skills. Go into partnership based on attitudes and beliefs and character. Because I actually do believe that a lot of people say to me, well, you know, we've never had a fight in our entire life. That's why we're going to go into partnership with each other. And usually I say to them, you're just about to have one.
Tony, thank you very much for your time and for the advice that you've given here on Light FM today.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, very, very good guest to have. Amazing advice, isn't it? I wish I could have taken that when I was running my own small business a few years ago.